It's time for our Voice of the Valley, and our guest today is National Weather Service hydrologist Greg Gust. Greg, give us the flood forecast for the Cheyenne River Valley.
Well, there is still expected to be runoff. There still is expected to be a flood. We've gone and reduced the peaks coming into Valley City by a couple, 3-4 inches here for the midpoint. Simply because if you would look at the upper Cheyenne in areas, the areas that are off to the farther west as you get toward Harvey, Pheasanton, those areas, there's not too much snow left in that upper part of the Cheyenne, really Madoc, Harvey, especially areas. And so, again, that's going to cut down some of the flow that's coming in through there. There's still a fair amount, though, of water, and we're talking still from 1.5 inches to about 3 inches of snow water content in the snow that's still upstream from Valley City. In the Cooperstown area, we're down to maybe 1 inch or so of water right in that general area. Again, as you get closer up to Mackville, you get a little heavier into the snow water content. Now, the actual snowpack has been steadily squishing down with these warmer temperatures. There's some areas that have still a foot or more of snow on the landscape. In some areas, it's down to 3-4 inches. There's not a lot of black soil visible anywhere except as you get further past Warwick and further even closer to the Madoc Harvey area where you start getting widespread open ground. So in that case, then, as you get then south from Valley City, and in toward Lisbon and make the curl back up toward Kindred, that area is in a similar state as well. The area right from Mackville and that area north of Cooperstown has a little bit of more snow and a little more water in it. That area also was part of that very heavy rain swale from last September into October, with both the heavy rain and then the big snow melt and snowpack from that October storm. So again, a lot of soil moisture available in that area that is still coming out of the soil as well. So the good news is we've gone 7-8 weeks here now with only a few inches of snow, only a few tenths of an inch of moisture in that. So we really haven't gotten the big storms to add to the load. So that's why we've taken a little bit off from the flood outlook here each of the last couple of weeks. Still looking for moderate to major flood potential throughout most of that middle and lower Cheyenne Valley. So we've got, again, at the 50% point coming into Valley City proper, we're down 17 point something there, I think, which is just into the major flood stage. Yeah, 17.6. That's down just a couple of inches at the 50% risk from here just 2 weeks ago. That's a healthy risk for flooding in and around the area. There's beside Bald Hill doing its best to make releases now and make room for what's coming in, there's still going to be a lot of local inflow coming in on Bald Hill Creek, those type of things, and just a lot of base water right in and around the area itself. So the melt cycle, of course, we've had these warm temperatures this morning. We're quite a bit cooler, and we're going to stay cooler now for the better part of the next couple of weeks. So we'll see temperatures getting up near the freezing point or the thaw point, but not much above any of that for the next couple of weeks, and then the nighttime temperatures well below freezing. So that'll tease the snow, but it won't remove the snow yet. And so now all of that will then delay that whole rest of the thaw runoff cycle here until we get to the end of March and into early April before we start seeing, again, a lot of water moving. So at least that's the prognosis now, and stay tuned. We do not expect to update the probabilities here again as we get later into March, but we do expect that a couple weeks down the road here we'll be again talking about real water starting to move and giving some idea on the timing.
And just to repeat for Valley City residents, I think I heard you say there's about a 50% chance that the river in Valley City would reach 17.6 feet as we speak as of today with current conditions?
That's correct. So we've got all that on our webpage, weather.gov/FGF for Fargo Grand Forks. And weather.gov, and there's a lot of graphics on there. There's a top news link at the top there that gets you a link to all of our products relating to this flood outlook. And there's something we have which is called our Probabilistic Flood Outlook Summary, PFOS, P-F-O-S. That is just a handy graphic link on there that you can click on and see for Valley City, and it'll kind of put all those probabilities in perspective to some of the recent flood years. So So do you see, for instance, in 2019, we hit a peak at 15.16 feet, and right now that's our probably about an 80% or better chance of hitting that this year. The 50% line, as I said, is up there around 17.6 feet. And so it kind of puts in perspective to some of the different years where the flood levels here came in.
Thank you, Greg, for that update. Greg Gust, hydrologist with the National Weather Service, our guest on our Voice of the Valley.